And that was our wonderful ABBA there, right back to 1979. Now, Anne Vogler, our acting chief superintendent, district officer, Moreton District, joins us today to talk about road safety during, obviously, the Easter break and also the holiday season, and about home safety tips if you're heading away. Good morning, acting chief superintendent Anne.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Anne, Easter, our roads are always a busy time. What is your message for those travelling during Easter and also after the holidays, which we're into now, right now?
Yeah, safety on our roads is always a priority over Easter school holidays, and they're always busy on our roads. Although the Easter public holidays are done, we know there is still a lot of people travelling on the roads over the entire school holiday period. So I'm asking everyone to make good choices over this time. We've already seen 70 lives lost on Queensland roads so far this year, with four of those in Moreton. One life lost is too many, so I'm asking for drivers to practice patience and make good choices, especially with the recent wet weather. I can tell you, Rosemary, that Moreton Police will be focusing on combating the Fatal Five on all our roads, especially the Bruce Highway and the Diagula Highway.
Now, Anne, we've all talked about the Fatal Five. Give us a little bit more information on that.
Yeah, well, first, obviously, Rosemary, is speeding, which is a major factor in fatal traffic crashes. Just 5 kilometres an hour in a suburban area is enough to double the risk of casualty. The faster you drive, the less time you have to react to hazards, the longer it takes to stop, and the more likely you are to be involved in a serious crash. Speeding doesn't mean you get to your destination faster. It means you are more likely not to get there at all. So secondly, we have drink and drug driving. More than 1 in 4 drivers and riders killed on Australian roads have blood alcohol content exceeding the legal limit. Being under the influence of drugs is similar to driving 3 times over the blood alcohol limit of 0.05. If you plan on drinking, plan a safe way home. And third is seatbelts. Now, this is a no-brainer. Failure to wear a seatbelt is one of the leading causes of road crash death. Unrestrained drivers and passengers are 8 times more likely to be killed in a road crash. Then we have distraction and mobile phones. Using a mobile phone while driving is highly distracting and increases your risk of a crash fourfold, even when using a hands-free kit. And finally, we have the driving with fatigue. Fall asleep crashes are usually severe, resulting in serious injury and death, as a driver makes no attempt to avoid the crash. A driver who has been awake for 17 hours has a driving ability similar to a driver with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05. If you are driving long distances on Queensland roads, especially Queensland roads being so long, we encourage you to take a break every 2 hours for at least 15 minutes.
And it's amazing just to walk around the car and get a bit of fresh air in your lungs, brightens things up as well, Anne.
And that's right.
What other advice do you give our road users?
Rosemary, we don't want to see any more lives impacted by traffic crashes these Easter holidays. And we're encouraging everyone to slow down, drive responsibly and to the conditions. Fatal traffic crashes not only impact those families involved, but the community as a whole. And not to mention all the emergency service officers, including my staff, that have to attend. So by making poor decisions when getting behind the wheel, you are not only putting yourself at risk of death or serious injury, but your passengers, other road users and pedestrians. Make better choices on our roads and ensure you get to your destination safely. We want you and your families to have a happy Easter and have good memories over these Easter holidays. Plan your trip if you are travelling long distance. And you can find the Driver Reviver Stop interactive mat at driverreviver.com.au.
Superintendent, with travelling away during this period and especially after Easter and the little kids are still on school holidays, people going away from their homes, what tips do you have in regards to homeowners and their security?
That's right, Rosemary. And there's always a few things that we should do when we are away from our homes, no matter what time of year. So first of all, make it easy for an offender to be seen. So cut down trees from around your entry of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Make it difficult for an offender to gain entry. So obviously, lock your doors and windows. And if you have CCTV cameras, make sure they are working. Make it difficult for an offender to exit your property. So lock your doors and remove the keys from the inside of your doors while you're absent. This makes it difficult for an offender to leave your property with large items. If you're going away for long periods of time, let your neighbours know to keep an eye out. Take the keys to any vehicle left at the property and secure your valuables. So we hope that the community have a safe and happy Easter. My officers will be working over the Easter break to ensure your safety on our roads and the safety of your property while you are away.
Acting Superintendent Anne Vogler, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us today. And I know we talked a lot about Easter, but remember it was really the Easter break, which little school children, they're still on holidays right now. So all of these things that Superintendent Anne has mentioned to you, they're all going to be carrying on right throughout. And not only that, we did see quite a lot of police out there on the roads during Easter, I must admit, which was good to see.
And that's good to know. I'll report that back. So that's excellent.
Yes. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.